As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CIOU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Signal Resources Limited, Thunder Bay's locally owned and operated audio-visual professionals. Contact them about your next multimedia event or installation at 807-475-9341 or at signalresources.com. The Thunder Bay Community Auditorium. Find them at tbca.com to purchase tickets and find out all of the details on their upcoming events. Vox Popular Media Arts Festival, located inside Trinity Hall at 310 Park Avenue. Join the fun every September for the annual Media Arts Fest, entering its 16th year in 2020.
We'll be right back. This is CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. I'm Ari. This show is Past Tense. That last song there was one called A Fleeting Moment by the band Colorway, off of their album Lost Voices, Found Selves. And before that, Stay Ahead, Far Behind, by the band South Pacific, off of their album Constance. Two Canadian, sort of mathy post-rock songs. 18 years apart, however, I feel like perhaps, I don't want to say that the sound hasn't progressed, but rather that there's a maybe a distinctive sort of sound to that breed of post-rock. I know Canada is, I guess in a way, sort of well-known for post-rock, for the fact that we're the progenitor country, or the country of origin for both Godspeed You Black Emperor and A Silver Mount Zion, though they came out of the Montreal region. But maybe there are other branches of post-rock that are well-established in Canada. These being the more mathy side of it, as I've seen even in the local scene here, when you look at bands like Don't You Mean People and Android 18, in terms of that sort of not quite twinkly sound. I feel like twinkly is better reserved for the sort of air quotes here, math rock that you hear infused with Midwest emo, but because that's something else entirely. But the sort of math post-rock fusion is definitely, I guess, something Canadian maybe. On another note, I've seen A Silver Mount Zion and Godspeed You Black Emperor described as crescendo core and kind of mocked in that way, a certain type of post-rock. But anyway, I'll, I'm trying to, I think setting-wise, I'm recording this on a Sunday, the Sunday before it's supposed to be played on the Monday, and it's just snowed outside, it snowed out last night. And something about the snow seems fitting to go along with the sort of lighthearted post-rock that those two songs were examples of. So maybe they kind of came together to fit the scenery of my apartment window. But anyway, I don't think I have anything else to say about those. Two Canadian bands, 18 years apart, same sound. That's about it. Anyway, carrying on from that is another post-rock song, followed up by a post-hardcore song. So this one coming up is one called Just As Was Told by the band Lift to Experience.
This is the story of the three Texas boys, busy minding their own business. Churchill start firing their Winston rifles into the sky from a Lone Star state, drinking the Lone Star beer and smoking their Winston cigarettes. Now the time is drawing nigh when the sun shall be lifted on high. We told them that didn't sound very Sunday go to meeting. What do you expect, they said, when God calls on the crippled, deaf, and blind to lead the children of Israel into the promised land? Children of Israel, we asked, don't your boys know nothing? The USA is the center of Jerusalem.
Honor is on the stars.
to the land's rise.
things can change before
This is CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. I'm Ari. This show is Past Tense. That song was Place of Satisfying Eating by the band Small Mouth off of their album All Ports in Frequent Seas. And before that, the song Just As Was Told by the band Lift to Experience off of the remaster of their album The Jerusalem Crossroads. And got a couple of things to say about these bands. That song, Place of Satisfying Eating, was, I guess, the seed for this this show this week, in that I had picked it out a week or even earlier than that ago as something I wanted to play. I'm not sure what it was specifically that made me want to put it on air. I've been listening, or had been listening, to that album, All Ports and Frequencies, quite a bit before, and I think there was something about the frequent loud, quiet dynamics that they had going on that made me want to play them. I'm not quite sure what it was. I think it was that every other song seemed to be a vaguely more quiet one, and there's something interesting about that to me. Or, I don't know. It's weird trying to reflect back and figure out what my whole reasoning behind it was, since it's so vague to me now, and was probably vague to me then, but maybe that explains in some way the the process behind how I come up with the music to put on here, and that there is no real process. I mean, I try to do stuff that's cohesive, same genre as those two earlier songs, the post-rocky, mathy ones. But sometimes it's just a matter of what I happen to be listening to at the time. I guess that's what I want the show to be, just whatever music I'm into at the time, and an excuse for me to listen to more new music, new in the sense that it's new to me anyway. Though the song Just As Was Told by Lift to Experience, that is not a quote-unquote new song to me. That's a song probably off of one of my favorite albums, or at least an album I've had a lot of fun, I guess, listening to. though I haven't listened to it in quite a long time. And the last distinct memory I have of listening to it was I was sitting at Lakehead in the Centennial Building, looking out from the Geology Lounge onto a nice fresh blanket of snow, which is quite a bit reminiscent of today. So that was part of the reasoning behind why I put that song on. I think I listened through to the very end of that album that time when I was looking out on that vast expanse of snow. And yeah, I guess that was kind of a significant memory in a way. I definitely associate that with that album. And there's something about the like kind of the unbroken purity of fresh snow that goes along with the whole sort of tongue-in-cheek divine shtick that they're going with in that album, given that it's the first song really introduces you to the whole idea behind it, that it's a concept album about, a band that's spoken to by God to, I guess, not bring in, but bring around the people together in preparation for rapture, I guess, with Texas being the new Jerusalem and all sorts of good stuff like that. It's an interesting album, definitely worth listening to from front to back. Front to back. I guess that's not really apt for a piece of music, but anyway, it's certainly an interesting one, and one that I've listened to quite a lot in the years that I've known it, though I will admit that given that it's kind of a funny subject, and that they're doing it sort of tongue-in-cheek, it's still a very well-done album. I know I've played them before on this show, but I think it's only been occasionally, since I find that the tone of the album isn't something that frequently meshes with the other music that I listen to. It's sort of, I guess maybe the word would be exalted in a way. It just feels really grand and divine in a sort of jokey way, which seems funny and seems like it would ruin the character of the album, but it doesn't. Anyway, we're going to carry on with the latter half of the show after this.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Campus Tech, located in the tunnels across from LUSU at Lakehead University. They are the only Apple-authorized service provider in northwestern Ontario. They also offer educational pricing on dozens of items, as well as a wide selection of computer and gaming accessories. Stop in and chat, or check out stock and order online at campustech.ca. Magnus Theatre, bringing a revolutionary season of live theatre to northwestern Ontario. Get your 2019-2020 tickets by visiting magnustheatre.com. The Argus, Lakehead University's student newspaper. Available on Wednesdays during the school year, around campus, around the city, or online at theargus.ca.
Thank you.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. I'm Ari. This show is Past Tense. That song was The Paper Dawn by the band 2 Liter Dolby, or rather the band formerly known as 2 Liter Dolby, off of their album, something in Spanish, El Caballo Rojo. I think that translates to The Red Horse, which would make sense, given that the cover is a red horse, or rather it's a horse on a red background, sorry. And the distinction I made there about them being the band formerly known as 2 Liter Dolby, I think this might have been something I mentioned way back in one of my first shows, not the first one, where I played this band. They ran into trouble, I'm assuming, with the speaker maker, Dolby, in their name, obviously for copyright issues, and were forced to change it, though they just started going as the band formerly known as. There was an interesting little blurb about that, I think, on the record label's website, but it's since been not entirely scrubbed from the internet, but rather that page is down now. I used to have a link to it that I had a reference from, but now it seems the record label has redone their website and kind of done away with that, though I think you can still find it via the Wayback Machine. There are a few other interesting things I found that only came up on old pages like that are now officially defunct. That included a hidden track that you don't see in the digital releases of the album, and I'm not sure if I've ever properly listened to it, though it happened to be the same track that played on a compilation that the band formerly known as 2 Liter Dolby took part in. I think that was specifically The Rower on the River of Death. It might have been something like that. There are a few random miscellaneous tracks floating out around there from the band, but luckily that hidden track wasn't entirely lost, and that at least another version of it, if not the same song, was, as I said before, released on a compilation. I'm not sure if the compilation was exclusively Australian artists. I know there was another Australian artist, at least on there, one called The Art of Fighting, I think. I have an album from them that I don't think I've ever properly listened to, but maybe in the future I'll do that. I think they fall within the spectrum of Australian slowcore as well, given the nature of 2 Liter Dolby and the other band, what is it, Blue Tile Lounge? I think that's the other well-known Australian slowcore band, though they have a notably different... Maybe when I look on the grand scheme of things, Blue Tile Lounge and 2 Liter Dolby are fairly alike in the kind of slowcore that they're doing, but... I'd say there's something else entirely in terms of feeling and content. Though anyway, that's something else, and probably something I should only discuss after I've actually listened to Blue Tile Lounge again. It's been a while, I think. Carrying on, there are going to be two other songs that I picked for, again, sentimental reasons, as with that Live to Experience track from before. So this first one coming up is a song called Laying Down by the band The Raymond Break.
Second time for my
This is CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. I'm Ari, this show is past tense. Coming to an end now with the song there being The Moon by the band The Microphones off of the album The Glow Part 2, and before that a song called Laying Down by the Raymond Brake off of their album Piles of Dirty Winters. Both very poignant songs for me. The whole album, The Glow Part 2, is one that I love to listen to when snow was coming down outside, so it was one that I put on last night, and one that I figured I'd pick a song off of for today. And looking outside, it still seems appropriate, although now there doesn't seem to be so much snow coming out of the sky. It's mostly on the ground and mostly melting away, but we'll see how long it manages to stick around. And that song, Laying Down, was one that I listened to a whole lot around this time last year, and since then, since I first started listening to it, I've actually, at least according to my computer, I don't know how many times I listened to it on my phone, I listened to it over let's see, 231 times. A lot of those were on loop, so it was, I guess, a period where I was kind of